Hey, you're listening to the Slugger Craft Beverage Podcast, a weekly show with two dudes discussing booze and life and peppered with copious amounts of swearing. I'm John. My co-host Steven and I are just regular beer lovers. We have great palates and plenty of knowledge, but we're not beer snobs. We're not going to fucking talk shit about beer. We're going to just talk about beer. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SluggerP. You can also reach out to us at jk.rtcbrew@gmail.com or sluggardpodcast@gmail.com. All right, before we get going, I got a bitch for a second. Now, I'm sure you've ran into them, but the problem in the world of beer, especially, well, craft beer, is that you've got all these old fucking men, 45, 55 years old, that automatically assume they know more than everybody else. And I'm not saying they know more than me. They probably do fucking know more than me. But they know more than everybody. And they want to argue with everybody. They want to talk down to everybody. Have you ran into these fuckers?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
It drives me insane. And it's not that I feel like I know more than them, because there's a good chance I don't. I just don't want somebody to talk shit to me about beer while I'm trying to enjoy a fucking beer. But here's where the problem comes in. I was a little 21-year-old in a bar one night, and I ordered an Allagash Triple. And the bartender says, that's pronounced Trappel. I said, really? I didn't know that. And he's like, oh, yeah, you need to do a little research. So I assumed that was. And so then he came back, and I was like, well, hey, how you pronounce that other one? He said, oh, that's pronounced Duble. I said, oh, okay. And for years, yeah, this was back in like 2008. For years I've been fucking saying it that way. And I found out today it's pronounced triple and double. Like, I went online and looked where there were Belgian people saying it. It's pronounced triple and fucking double.
So people have thought for years, that boy don't know what he's talking about when he orders a beer.
I've had bartenders say, oh, you know how it's really pronounced. Like, there are plenty of people out there like me that just don't know what the fuck's going on. And it's all because of some stupid twat who automatically assumed that he had to talk down to me.
It originated with that bartender.
Probably.
Bartender told a couple people, they spread it all out.
This was the same bar where I cussed out another one of those old men when he made fun of my wife for ordering a Weinstephaner Vitis.
Sounds like a good bar.
Yeah, he was a douche too. He wasn't working there though. I won't say the bar's name because I actually do like it. All right, enough sidetrack shit. Let's get to the beer. Okay, we are drinking to start off with tonight. We got quite a few, but we are drinking a Fuller's Vintage Ale, 2018 bottle conditioned. This sucker's 8.5%. All right, comes in a 500 milliliter bottle, about $10.99 a bottle. Not a bad price. And Fuller's is out of London, UK. So I'm sure you already knew that. They're one of the big guys.
They are one of the big guys. Fact.
Is that all you got to add right now?
That is it. Because I'm just sitting here and smelling this beer, and it smells fantastic, and it smells like more alcohol than what you just said.
I'm sure it does, and it's bottle conditioned, so it could be a tiny bit more, but not much. And the other thing about this beer is that it came in a box, so I knew it was going to be fancy as fuck.
Like wine. Yes. That's how you get the good wine.
That's how you get a good wine.
You get it in a box, and it's in a bag.
Yeah.
And then you just drink it straight from the bag.
And so apparently they've been doing this beer for years. They started in 1997 doing this series.
I totally thought you was going to say back in the 60s or something when you were for years.
No, no, but I mean this vintage ale, they do one every year. They started in 97 when, I mean, that was a long time ago for this kind of beer.
They probably didn't distribute at that point, or at least outside of the UK.
Probably didn't get over here. This is the first one of this series I've had. But yeah, so it's been going on for quite a while. But this one's, I think, is one of their first ones made with like almost all UK ingredients.
Nice.
And so, yeah, they said it's made with UK. It's made in conjunction with UK hop growers, merchants, and malters. What the hell do the merchants provide? They buy their water from a water farmer out in England somewhere. Right? Because the other two, I get completely. I'm not confused.
You've
on
not
that.
Not heard of those historic water farms?
Right. I went and toured those while I was there. But it uses Alacana hops, Ernest, Kent, Target, love Kent, Golding, Challenger, and North Down. And then, of course, Maris Otter malts, which is one of my favorite malts. You get that nice breadiness to it, which you can smell from here.
Oh, you can.
Oh, man. What are you getting on the nose there? Just got to
Well, a little bit of caramel right now. Alcohol.
Absolutely. You get a little alcohol, that's for sure.
Oak.
Yeah, I get a little oak. Yeah. Anything else in there?
Anytime I get oak, I get slight vanilla, too.
Yeah, you're right. You're always going to get a little bit of that vanilla. And I get more vanilla than I even do oak, probably because it has been sitting in a bottle now for so long, you're losing a little bit of that woodiness.
Right.
But, yeah, it said you should get passion fruit, grapefruit, and mango notes.
From the nose?
I think it said that for taste and nose. And I can see a little bit of the mango. I can get a little mango.
Yeah, now that it's brought up. But that's like with anything. If you sit there and say, well, you're going to smell this, then you're looking for it.
I'm thinking burnt caramel. That's what I'm getting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's so nice.
But definitely not passion.
No. Now, color, this is not Haze Chill. This is just opaque. This is muddy. But, I mean, it's bottle conditioned. It's cask conditioned. It's supposed to not be perfectly clear. I understand that. But this is not a clear beer at all.
You know, I just took a drink of this while you were talking about something, and this is a lot thinner than I thought it would. I thought it was going to be thicker.
Huh.
It's good, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to get there. Yeah.
Oh, you weren't there yet?
No, I haven't tried that.
I fast-tracked it. Little known fact, Winston Churchill's favorite beer.
Oh, wow, I like this.
I thought you said, oh, wow, to my fun fact.
Oh, no, that's a great fact.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Made it up right
yeah,
then.
Yeah, he was a Scotchman, I think.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I've seen the movies.
I've not seen that movie.
this has a little bit of a roastiness on the end. Mm-hmm. Like a little bit of like a burnt edge to something. Like not a brownie, but yeah, I guess burnt caramel is probably the best way to say it.
I'm getting hints of cinnamon, too.
At
the end.
Yeah. I get the vanilla as well, we were talking about. You don't taste the alcohol as much as I thought you would from the smell.
No, you definitely smell it a lot.
I love the mouthfeel, though, because it's got a little bit of that chewiness you like with your English ales, but not so much that it's, like, constantly coating your mouth, and you're going to have to go chug a gallon of water after you finish it.
This is a very good beer.
It's a very good beer.
This might be my favorite Fuller's that I've had.
I've liked a lot of the Fuller stuff. I bought a lot while I was over there in England. This one I didn't buy in England. This one I bought in Blacksburg.
This would have been a lot cooler if you say you bought it in England.
Yeah, but now, actually the website recommended that you age some of these for a period of time, and I'm thinking I might buy another one of these and like save it for my birthday next year or something like that.
There's a lot of brewers that tell you to do that, but I wonder if that's so you can buy just more of their product.
Yeah, well, but I've seen some breweries that tell you not to do that anymore. Like, they're like, no, you don't need to age our beer. When we release it, it's ready to drink.
I don't agree with that.
I do. See, I don't sell her, though. You do that.
Yeah.
I don't sell her anything.
Yeah.
I drink. I don't buy it to look at.
Well, I put it in the back and I forget about it. Then 5 years later, hey, there it is.
Yeah. Now, while I was on their website doing some research, I also looked up, like, jobs they offer. And they had, like, bar manager. Made £9 an hour.
Is that good?
I don't think so. I mean, it's not bad. That'd be like, what, $16 an hour, I guess? That's not terrible.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's good.
I guess. But
I would think.
Bar managers here get paid probably more than that.
Really?
At a good bar, yeah.
So do they have their own bars over there?
That's a weird system. The pubs are owned by the breweries.
So they do?
Yeah. All the big breweries, like Smithwick's and Fuller's and Green King, they own their own set of pubs. And there are very few independent pubs, especially in London, still in existence. So, like, if you go into a Fuller's pub, that's what you're drinking. Nothing else.
Which I'm fine with that if I got this.
Well, and so we just floated around and went to all of them. I preferred the Smithwick's pub.
I thought that was made by Guinness.
I don't know, but they have their own pubs. No, Samuel... it was not Smithwick's. I'm sorry, Samuel Smith's.
Samuel Smith's.
I was talking completely out of my ass. The Samuel Smith's pubs, I thought, were the best.
I like their beer, too.
And day in, day out, I think it's a better beer than the regular offerings by those others.
Right.
This beer, now, if they had this in a cask, oh, I would hit the shit out of this.
Oh, yeah.
What would you pair this with?
Fish and chips with some malt vinegar on the fish.
Maybe a little bit. I think it needs more carbonation to do something greasy. You know what I would pair it with? Rebellion. over taxation. The signing of a historical document to usurp an authoritarian.
Oh, I hope they don't throw this in the harbor.
Oh, man. This is a good beer. This is definitely a way to start.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting a little bit more of those tropical fruits, though, as I'm drinking.
Still no passion fruit.
No, I'm not getting. I don't like passion fruit, no. So I'm kind of glad it's not there. But grapefruit mango, I'm totally catching up on. I see that one.
I'm getting a mango.
Yeah. All right. You want to hit another beer?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Okay, Steven. Let's move on to beer number two. And now we're going to try something from Distill Brewery called Dos Vidania.
Is that what it's called?
It is.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to pronounce that.
This is out of your fucking cellar, motherfucker.
It is, but I just bought it because I like the label, which is a...
It is a Russian nesting doll.
Yes.
Also called a matryoshka.
And those are the ones where there's a big one, then you open it up and there's a littler one in there and stuff?
Yes. And then eventually they blow up in a James Bond film.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, this... I haven't had a lot of distilled beer.
This is the first I've seen of it, I believe.
I've had some of their wild ales. They do a whole wild beer series, and they have a really cool label art for that. And so I've picked it up a couple times before. I think I had one in New Hampshire, actually, which is odd because I'm pretty sure this brewery is not in New Hampshire.
I think that's Illinois.
It is in Illinois, in Bloomington, Illinois. This is also from 2016, you covetous motherfucker.
Yes, carefully aging for a while.
You mean you forgot it?
Out of production, this beer, this type. I'm sure there's an updated version.
So they have this logo. Their logo apparently is a Russian nesting doll. Their slogan is support flavor, boycott bland.
Cheers.
It's not a bad slogan, actually.
No.
I don't mind that. It's no unfiltered and barely legal, but it's a good slogan.
Right.
That was our slogan at the brewery I owned. So this is a rye barrel imperial stout. And so it says, like a Russian nesting doll, the secret of Dos Vidania, Russian imperial stout, lies locked deep within her dark, mysterious, and elaborate wooden layers. It's the worst pocket pussy in the world. The hidden soul of this oak rye whiskey barrel aged beer. That's a lot of hyphens. That we said, Dos Vidania, or goodbye. I actually Googled that to make sure I knew what it meant, and they put it on the fucking label. Motherfucker.
I got this read.
Yeah. To several months before revealing is its rich, robust, and roasty maltiness that finishes dry with pleasant spiciness from the barrel. Please consume slowly and enjoy. Cheers. So this is a 12.5% beer, by the way. This is a 500 milliliter bottle again,
mm-hmm.
Which is good. Seems like we're going with that theme right now.
Right.
And I like that for bottle share. Not quite a full pint, but you still get a good little sip in there.
Oh, yeah. This is smelling good, too.
It is. It's a nice, rich black color. Not a lot of light coming in around the edges. At the bottom, you get a little bit of that light perceived through.
Some sediment at the bottom of mine.
Yeah, I got a little sediment. I got a little
I am excited about the rye barrel edge because one of my critiques that I don't like about Russian Imperial Stouts is they can be a bit bland, actually. I
agree, too. And something I do like about them, it's a lot like a Baltic Porter. You can get a little bit of a raisiny flavor with them. I'm not getting much of that on the nose, though.
No. I am getting that rye, though, the spiciness and whatnot.
There's definitely some spice in there.
I think that'll add more depth to the Russian Imperial.
I smell a little bit of like a cookie. Like I'm thinking like a snickerdoodle.
I was thinking of like a freshly baked oatmeal cookie.
I could see that though. I mean, it smells like a cookie. I don't think it's going to taste anything close to a fucking cookie. But it smells like a cookie.
But it ain't going to taste like that Russian doll if you were to.
No, I've had a few Russian dolls. It's not going to taste anything like that.
You get that online?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark web.
Dark web.
Yeah.
What is that, by the way? You got to hit www.darkweb.com. Like, how do you actually get
dark web? Yes, go in and Google dark web. So you end up on an FBI search list.
I've heard about the dark web. How do you get there?
There are other sites which you could go to which then lead you to the dark web, I think, through those sites.
So
I don't know. I'm not.
So you have to go to here, to here, to here to end up there, and then you're in the dark web?
Sure.
At what point does the FBI, like, there's a flag triggered?
Well, most of the people who go there probably can change their IP address so they can't be tracked.
Well, I'm just curious what you can find on the dark web.
What, are you trying to have something, like, put a hit out on somebody or what?
Well, I mean, I think I would benefit to your demise.
I'm not leaving my beer to you.
What?
No, all my beer goes to my wife.
She ain't gonna drink some of that.
Depends on what it is.
Right, but some of it.
I don't sell her beer for 3 years like you do.
No, you really don't.
So I have a lot of things she'll drink now.
By comparison, yours is kind of sad compared to mine.
Right, because I buy beer to drink it.
I drink it at optimal age, at the peak.
No.
The peak of flavor.
Aging beer is going out of style. It's not really that big a thing anymore.
You have no self-control. This beer here is
that is neither
now.
Here nor this there, is, motherfucker.
This is an out-of-production beer that is at the peak of its flavor. If we would be drinking it as soon as it was brewed, it probably wouldn't be as good.
I don't know. I think,
have no way to prove that.
I think 2021 would have been peak of flavor, Steve.
So I should have kept it longer.
Yeah, you should have sat on it longer like a mother hen.
So I need to keep it probably long enough to where even Untappd takes it off their website or whatever app.
Oh, God. I just tried this.
Tastes like an oatmeal cookie, don't it?
No.
No?
It tastes like a hint of rye. There is that spiciness there at the initial bit. And then you get a bunch of booze in the middle. But then it mellows out to like this creamy, chocolatey, almost cocoa finish.
I'm sorry I wasn't listening. I took a drink.
That's
and
okay.
I was like out there. And this is good.
The aftertaste is kind of like a coffee.
Oh, yeah. I definitely
yeah.
can.
It's very interesting, but the booziness is in the middle, and then it goes away.
It immediately goes away. It smooths out, it sweetens out, and it is. The very end, I'm still tasting now, coffee and dark chocolate.
Yes.
Dark
chocolate. Yeah, it's a very creamy chocolate, though.
That's good.
This is a delicious beer, mind you. And at 12.5%, it better be a fucking delicious beer, or else we're going to be like, oh my God, it burns. So this works out well.
This is, I love this.
Yeah.
Not like you said, not as much spice from the rye that I thought would be there. But I think because you're getting that rye the same time you get the alcohol, then the rye goes away the same time as the alcohol does, and then it sweetens. Very nice.
I agree. It's got a nice finish to it. I think the finish is the best part of this beer.
There's so many Russian Imperials you could buy at the same price that don't have near the depth of this.
What was the price on this?
It was on the bottle cap, and it's in a different room right now.
We'll look later. All right.
More than 10.
More than 10.
Less
okay.
than 15.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and do it before we forget a fucking again. Would you buy it again?
Oh, yeah.
I think I would, too. I don't know if I would age it for 3 fucking years.
That's why it's so good.
I don't think so. I bet it will taste very similar with 6 months of aging. Maybe not as smooth.
I don't choose to believe
that. I think you're right on this. The middle alcohol burn. That tingle that you get on your tongue and your nose and all that stuff, mm-hmm. I think that probably would be much worse if this were a fresher beer.
Probably.
And so I do appreciate that we have that. Now, what would you pair with this sucker? Wow, we got a lot of dead space there, Steve.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to think about on this.
I was thinking... big old steak. I mean, I'm talking like 1.5, 2 inches thick.
Trying to think of something Russian to pair this.
Maybe the collapse of a large concrete wall.
What?
No. The Berlin Wall, motherfucker.
No.
Okay.
No.
It's too soon?
I think of Germany when you say that.
But it was the Russians.
I get that. But I'm thinking of something that happened in Russia. Didn't a bomb just go off there a couple days ago? Something about nuclear? Did you see that?
Nope.
Yeah, like they were telling people to evacuate because of like radiation, and they said, "Oh, no, wait, you're okay to stay."
How about the meltdown of a nuclear power plant? Would it pair well with that?
With the Chernobyl disaster?
Yes.
If I was exposed to radiation, I would want a high quality beer like this.
I agree. If I was exposed to radiation, I'd just stay fucked up all the time.
Oh yeah. Not just due to the radiation, mind
no,
you.
No, no, no.
The alcohol.
But if I knew the end was coming soon, I'd be like, fuck it.
Do you think the radiation would affect the beer?
I'd hope not.
That would sadden me.
It might lighten the color, though, because this is dark.
It is. It's like ink.
Yeah.
Delicious.
This is a fucking good beer, though.
I love it. I would buy this again. And actually, they have a couple different variations of this. You know, different types of barrels and whatnot.
Yeah. Now, I was looking at the grain barrel of this, the grain bill, I'm sorry, of this particular beer. There is so much going on. All right, listen to this. They have two-row, pretty standard, chocolate malt, roasted barley, also standard in a dark beer, wheat malt, black malt, caramel 120, which is like the sweetest variation 120 we can get, Munich malt, victory malt, extra special malt, and rice hulls, just to help keep some of that out of the boil kettle. Hmm. Holy shit. This is a recipe they worked at. Like, they didn't just, like, pop up one day and be like, we're going to try this. And throw it out there, which no brewery really does that.
Right.
Except maybe ones that close after a while. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not really.
Not that we can think of it.
We just released our beers we fucked around with. But if it wasn't for that, we probably wouldn't have had beer. Because we spent a lot of time fucking around at our brewery. Now, I will say this, though. Somebody took a lot of time and effort into perfecting this motherfucker.
Yeah. They know what they're doing.
That's a good beer. But we better get on the move, because I think we have one more.
Oh, goodness.
Fuck yeah. Get better. All right, here we go with our last beer of the evening.
This saddens me.
I think he saved a good one, though. This is a Prairie Artisan Ales Paradise Imperial Stout brewed with coconut and vanilla. Now, as to the age of this beer, I will let Steven talk.
This is at least 2 years old. Maybe 2.5. Not 3. Somewhere in there.
Well, I told him, I said, the only reason I know it's old as fuck is because when I was researching the beer, it is only sold in cans now. And we are drinking a bottle. Now, fortunately, Steven only keeps his, like, Imperial Stouts and barrel-aged stuff this long. And he's pretty good about getting rid of his other shit that won't age well. I hope. He's probably going to pull out a wit that's like from 2014 later on. But
you don't know that won't be good.
But anyway, this is from Prairie. They're in Krebs, probably somewhere close to Tulsa, because I found both places, Oklahoma.
I can't even name a place in Oklahoma other than Tulsa.
Is Oklahoma City in Tulsa?
Wait. No.
I don't know. I'm asking.
No, that's a different place.
I thought it was. I thought it was one of those that's in a different state.
But Tulsa's the capital, ain't it?
I think so.
I'm not sure on that, though.
I don't either. Is Tulsa where the... No, Oklahoma City's where the Oklahoma City bombing was.
Little known fact.
Yep. Fuck you. But anyway, this is an Imperial Stout with vanilla and coconut. I would love to tell you more, but the website, the bottle... Fucking Beer Advocate, nobody gives any more information than that.
You don't need to know. You try it. That's how you know.
This is a 13% beer.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Because, again, I don't know. I just
because Steven's
it.
Like, fuck it. John's got to drive. I don't. Fuck yeah. That's pretty much how it went. Now, I've had several Prairie beer before.
Yes.
But I have only bought one that I can think of.
Yes, I've bought a lot of them. They have a lot of very interesting stouts and porters that when I see, I just got to get. I got two more of these of different types, by the way, that are aging downstairs for another 2 years.
You have a hard-on for the Prairie.
Yeah,
I'm sure when Little House comes on, you are at a semi, my friend.
Yes.
When you hear, I about said Lassie. What is it they yell at the start of Little House on the Prairie where the little girls run through the field, falls the fuck down?
I do remember that. What, they yell?
Did they yell something?
No. I think they were yelling freedom.
Oh, that's right.
And they were running.
They threw their sword?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The long shanks pushed that gay boy out the window.
And they cut that...
Nothing against gay boys.
They cut the last part of that, though, for TV version, because one of the girls got gunned down, actually.
Gunned?
Gunned. Shot. By the British.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't read that?
I've seen that movie.
don't know what we're
there
talking.
Weren't fucking guns
just,
in that
I'm
movie.
I'm just talking.
Okay, this is our third beer, and our lowest beer tonight's been 8.5%.
Yes.
So
which is why we're talking about
Steven's feeling okay.
Gunned down in Little House.
All right. Well, we're 4 minutes into this part, so let's go ahead and get a smell here. What are you smelling, that sucker?
I smell a little pepper actually in there.
I don't get much at all on the nose. Actually, I get a little spice.
Not compared to the last one.
I was expecting the coconut to just smack me in the face.
Coconut, I think, really kind of subtles with the chocolate and the malt, I believe.
I'm guessing that's what this is, but, I mean, the flavors are probably going to be blended really well.
Oh, this is a dessert beer here. I just took a drink. The coconut hits you almost immediately, sweetens out, very nice sugar. Chocolate, but a milk chocolate, not a dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I haven't actually tried it yet. I just did a swirl here in my glass.
You keep swirling. I'll just drink.
Well, and you get this a lot more of the fruit after you swirl it around a little bit, put your nose to the far side of the glass. You get a lot
far
more.
Side.
Yeah, yeah. Put it to the
you
far
know,
side.
Someone told me, I went to a distillery the other day, and they told me to keep my mouth slightly open while I sniff and then exhale the alcohol.
Well, you are a mouth breather, so... I get that.
I felt a little weird doing it.
Graham cracker. Do you get graham cracker?
Actually, I do, yeah.
I can smell a lot of graham cracker in there, which excites me because I love beer that remind me of graham cracker.
Oh, yeah.
There have been several we've had. I think Tenfitty reminds me of graham cracker, actually.
You know, it's been so long since I had that beer, I can't really remember. I got a barrel-aged Tenfitty downstairs. Been there for a year.
Did I tell you about the guy that showed up at the brewery one night? And he was like, hey, man, I'd trade you this growler fill for some beer that I got in my cooler. And I was like, what you got in your cooler? And he brings in a rum barrel and a brandy barrel aged 10-50.
Shit.
And he's like, I'll give you both of these for a big growler fill of your amber. I'm like, well, fuck yeah. Right? Oh, my gosh. I just looked at our sound waves. They're, like, jumping off the screen right now. But, no, that was a good trade.
God, what, you would think he would... No, he's getting the short end of that because those are expensive.
He said he was on his way home to Pennsylvania from Brevard, and he bought a six-pack of all of their barrel-aged 10-50s.
Wow.
So Corey and I drank them that night. Corey was my partner at the brewery. I'll mention him a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be on here with us someday.
He don't talk a lot, though.
He's very shy.
He could be here right now.
Hey, Corey.
Yeah.
He left. He locked out. No, this is a good beer. I'm saying
did you
that
actually try?
I haven't actually drank it yet. The smell wise, though,
but
this
I feel
is a
like
good
you're
beer.
Being a bit ridiculous right now. So I'm just going to talk about how good this is. This is definitely dessert beer.
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
It's a finisher. No more than one.
The graham cracker mellows into a coconut flavor.
Yes.
As you drink, but it starts off graham cracker.
Mm-hmm.
Like that smell stays. That is brilliant.
Oh, it's delicious.
I don't know if it's the aging. I don't want to give you credit for it. So I'm going
to
say it's not. It's
not
the aging. No, it's not the aging. I think this is just a fantastic fucking beer.
It is. It's great.
Now, how much did you pay for this one?
$10.
Are you sure you know that? Because you bought it 5 years ago.
Well, they could be more now, but those are $10.
Okay, no, I agree with you. Now, would you buy it again?
Yes.
I think I would too.
I would almost... Normally, we'd say, oh, I'd like to see this aged. Maybe try it straight up.
I would like to try it, like, new. If we can find a can new, that would be really cool.
Because this is aged 2 years, but I'd say age it 5-6 years, it'd still be delicious.
I think so, too. But wouldn't it be cool if we could find a can of this variation, just fresh, try it with one of your other variations?
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, that's why I don't buy Prairie Beer, because you always buy them, no matter what it is. And they're a little overpriced for me. Some of them. This one, I don't think is overpriced. This is worth the price. 100%.
Yeah, well, usually if it was for me. And that's why I saved this, too. I'm not going to drink this by myself. It's a special occasion beer.
This is a good sharing beer.
Yep.
And as I've gotten older, more and more I've found beer that even when I drink them by myself, I'm like, I should have waited and shared this beer.
Yeah.
I hate to even admit it to myself because I feel like it's a sign of weakness. It's not, but I'm just like, oh, man, should have waited. Should have shared this because this would be a good beer to split and talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really what you're looking for. When I look for beer in the beer store, I'm looking for beer that, like, I know my wife will want to split with me and she'll enjoy, or that I know I can bring here and you'll enjoy. Mm-hmm. Or that we'll both hate and we can talk shit about. Which we haven't done many of.
No, because usually we know the good beers to buy.
Right, we know what breweries we trust.
What to steer clear of and all that, yes.
But I want to do an episode called Styles We Hate. And you tell me the style you hate the most.
For winter.
I tell you, actually, I'm probably on the same page.
I have not had one of those that I liked.
I agree, I hate Berliner.
Why that exists is beyond me. Oh. I could take a Goza.
Yeah, back to my earlier talk about old fucking men that want to talk down to you about beer. I had a guy the other day get mad at me when my wife ordered a wit beer. And he was like, it's a Vit beer. I was like, no, it's a wit beer. He's like, no, it's pronounced Vit. I was like, motherfucker. I was like, this ain't a German beer. This is a Belgian beer. It's like, this is a wit beer. Now, Weinstephaner, I'll say it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. You want me to say any of your other shit that way with the V instead of the W? I'll do it. Vit beer? No, that's not the way it happens. I might not know triple and double, but I know that. It all comes full circle.
It does.
All right, I guess that does it for us.
I guess so. I'm kind of sad to see this end.
I know. I hate to stop drinking, but I feel like we ought to because I've got to drive.
But this is why we do other episodes, to continue drinking.
True, yeah.
Not today.
Yeah, but, you'll hear us again. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll be back.
But anyway, this is John and Steven with the Slugger Craft Beer Podcast, Craft Beverage Podcast. If you want to reach us, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, Sluggard Podcast at Twitter, Sluggard Craft Beverage Podcast on Facebook. You can reach us at sluggardpodcast@gmail.com or jk.rtcbrew@gmail.com.
And if that ain't enough for you, I can give you John's personal phone number.
Don't do that.
Okay.
I don't know who will ever listen to this show, but I don't want them calling me.
No.
Because if they're anything like us, I don't want to call from them.
But what if they want to give us beer to do on
okay,
the show?
Okay, if you want to give us beer, email us at sluggardpodcast@gmail.com.
Sounds good.
All right, cheers.